King Rahugana said, O most exalted personality, you are not different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By the influence of your true self, all kinds of contradiction in Shastras have been removed. In the dress of a friend of a Brahmana, you are hiding your transcendental blissful position. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you.
Okay, so now Rahugan praises Jad Bharat. Namo Nama Karan Vigrahaya. Right? Karan Vigrahaya is saying you are actually, you are the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? And Prabhupada says, because he was acting as like a spiritual master, right? We understand the spiritual master is also a form of the Supreme Lord who the Supreme Lord acts as a spiritual master without and as a super soul within. Sakshadaritvena, that principle. Namo Nama Karana Vigrahaya, you are the form of the Supreme Lord. Also Vishnu Thakur says this indicates Karana Vigrahaya indicates that Bharat Maharaj has an eternal form for protecting the world. Right? Then Swarupa Tuchhi Krita Vigrahaya, by your the spiritual form, right? Swarupa Tuchhi Krita, his form by his experience of bliss, right? Swarup means his form, his spiritual form by his spiritual experience removes all scriptural contradictions, right? Prabhupada says, by the influence of your true self, all kind of contradictions in the Shastras have been removed. The meaning is that when a person has experience of the Supreme Absolute Truth, for him there are no contradictions, right? One who has experienced the Lord, for him there are no contradictions. Therefore saying, this form which you have, and by the bliss which you are experiencing in this form, actually you are free from all contradiction, right? The conditioned souls who are confused what to do, right? But those who actually experience Krishna, right? They have no confusions. All the contradictions, you know, actually go away when a person experiences the Supreme Lord. Right? And then Namo Avadhuta Dijbandhulinga Nigud Nityan Bhavayatubhyam. So you are in the dress of a Brahmana and you are hiding your transcendental blissful position, Nigud. So in this way King Rahugana is praising. Also Prabhupada says in the purport, Rishabhdev was the direct incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The cause of all causes. His son Bharat Maharaj, who was now acting as a Brahmana Jad Bharat, had received his body from the cause of all causes. Right? So therefore, because he has received his body from Rishabhdev, the Supreme Lord, he is also glorified as Karana Vigrahaya. You are the form of the Supreme Lord. Right? He is representing the Supreme Lord, Jad Bharat, whose son he is. In that sense, also Karana Vigrahaya. Text 2. Jaramayartasya yatha gadam sya asya yatha gadam sat nidagadagdasya yatha himamba kudehama nahi vidasta drishte ramman vachastyam ritamoshadam me.
O best of the Brahmanas, my body is filled with dirty things, and my vision has been bitten by the serpent of pride. Due to my material conceptions, I am diseased. Your nectarian instructions are the proper medicine for one suffering from such a fever, and they are cooling waters for one scorched by the heat.
Read the purport.
The conditioned soul has a body full of dirty things, bones, blood, urine, stool, and so forth. Nonetheless, the most intelligent men in this material world think they are all these combinations of blood, bone, urine, and stool. If this is so, why can't other intelligent men be made with these ingredients which are so readily available? The entire world is going on under the bodily conception and creating a hellish condition unfit for any gentleman's living. The instructions given to King Rahugana by Jadabharat are very valuable. They are like the medicine that can save one from a snake bite. The Vedic instructions are like nectar and cool water for one suffering from scorching heat.
Okay, so he's saying that how King Rahugana is saying, my body is made with so many dirty things, and you know, my body is made with all these dirty material things, and so is my vision, right, which is also bitten by the serpent of pride, written. So in this way he says, I am in a disease condition, right, and your instructions are like a medicine for a person who is suffering from fever. And then he is giving a second example, right? In case Vishnu Thakur says two knowledges are given actually over here. In your instructions are like medicine for a person suffering from fever, but it sometimes happens the fever doesn't come down. You know, sometimes the medicine doesn't bring down the fever. Medicine may not be effective. So second example is given. It's like the cooling water for the person who is suffering from heat, right? Is relieved. In case the first example is not very satisfactory, the second example will work. So often sometimes two examples are given. And if someone says, you know, but overall, then finally says your instructions are like a great nectar, right, which awards immortality. Brahman vachaste amritam avashadham me. Or a Prabhupada combine the two by saying it's like a nectar and cool water for a person suffering from scorching heat. Right, so here in general the scripture compares the conditioned living entities to be like patients, right, and those who are free from material conception, the sadhus, they are compared like vaidyas, right. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also compares sadhu to avaidya. He says, kam krodhe ra da sahiya tar lathi khai bhramite bhramite yadi sadhu vaidya pai. Right, a person is being kicked by kam krodhe ra, you know, by the lust, anger, again and again. Right, somehow if he can come to the sadhu vaidya, right, and hear his instruction, then he can be relieved from this miserable condition, right, his broken limbs, etc. Tar lati khai means he's been kicked by again and again, right, in a very precarious condition. So the word sadhu vaidya is used by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also. Another place he says in Antya Leela is Vaigunya kita kalita paishunya vrana pidita danya nave nimagnoham chaitanya vaidyam ashraye. Vaigunya kita kalita, he says, I am infected with the germs of material desires. Vaigunya kita kalita. This is Antya Leela 5.1. The other one was Madhya Leela somewhere, Rupa Shiksha, 22nd chapter, the Kam Krodhera Dasahiya. It was Madhya Leela 22nd something. 236, I don't know. We'll check out. So this another verse which says, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, Vaigunya kita kalita paishunya vrana pidita, I am suffering with the germs of material desire. I am infected with the germs of material desires, and there are boils of envy on my body. Right, the boil pains a lot, gives a lot of trouble. So he's saying, There are boils of envy over my body. Therefore, with great humility, I take shelter of the physician, Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Vaidyam Ashray. Yes, in this way, here also he is glorifying that your instructions are like the medicine, like the nectar, like the cooling water, which is giving me relief. Right? Whom I am burning actually, like a patient burns from high fever. Right? So that analogy is given over here. Text 3. Tasmad bhavantam mama samshayartham rakshyami paschad aduna subodham adhyatma yoga gratitam tavoktam akhyahi kautu halachetasome.
Whatever doubts I have about a particular subject matter, I shall ask you about later. For the time being, these mysterious yoga instructions you have given me for self-realization appear very difficult to understand. Please repeat them in a simple way so that I can understand them. My mind is very inquisitive and I want to understand this clearly.
Okay, so he says, further queries later, what you already said. He says clearly, right? Tasmad bhavantam mam samshayartham. बाकी के डाउट्स बाद में पूछूंगा. आपने जो कहा है वो समझ में नहीं आया अभी तो. यू नो व्हाट यू सोड द 3-4 वर्सेस, यू नो यू स्पोक व्हाइल कैरिंग द पैलंक्विन, स्टिल दैट हैज गॉन अबव माय हेड. राइट, दैट अध्यात्म योगा व्हिच यू स्पोक ऑफ, राइट, दैट ही स्पोक ऑफ दैट हाउ यस आई एम नीदर थिन नॉर लीन, यू नो देयर इज नो फटीग फॉर द सोल. राइट, ऑल दोस ही स्पोक व्हाइल कैरिंग द पैलंक्विन, दोस वर्ड्स ही स्पोक. And who is the master, who is the servant, right? All those what he spoke, that is all Adhyatma Yoga. Akhyahi, please explain, right? You have spoken in a very nutshell. Please elaborate upon that. Further, I'll ask later other questions which... So in this way, he asks him to clarify, right? And again, Prabhupada says, Tasmad Gurum Papadyata. Of course, one in this section, Prabhupada will Tad Vidhi Pranipaten, right? Bhagavad Gita verse. And that Prabhupada quotes often because Maharaj Raghuvan's mood is that of submissive inquiry. Okay. Text 4. Yadaha Yogeshwara Drishyamanam Kriya Phalam Sadvahevar Moolam Nahi Anjasa Tatvimarshanaya भवान मुष्मिन भ्रमते मनो में.
ओ मास्टर ऑफ योगिक पावर, यू सेड दैट फटीग रिजल्टिंग फ्रॉम मूविंग द बॉडी हियर एंड देयर इज अप्रिशिएटेड बाय डायरेक्ट परसेप्शन, बट एक्चुअली देर इज नो फटीग, इट सिंपली एग्जिस्ट एज अ मैटर ऑफ फॉर्मैलिटी. बाय सच इंक्वायरीज एंड आंसर्स नो वन कैन कम टू द कंक्लूजन ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रुथ. बिकॉज ऑफ यूर प्रेजेंटेशन ऑफ दिस स्टेटमेंट माई माइंड इज लिटल डिस्टर्ब्ड.
Right. So he says there is right now what Jhad Bharat has spoken earlier, right? There is no the fatigue resulting from moving the body here and there is appreciated by direct perception, but actually there is no fatigue. It simply exists as a matter of formality, means as a matter of convention. Right. So the Jhad Bharat said that fatigue, you know, not discussing the question of, he said actually, you know, how can we understand when we actually feel the fatigue? You carry the palanquin, you actually feel the fatigue. You are saying that, you know, there is no fatigue for the soul. How do we understand? From what platform, you know, do we understand that point, right? So, again, Vishnu Thakur said, you said that there appears to be actions like carrying the load and results like becoming tired. That is only conventional appearance, and one cannot discern the conventional world as the truth simply by such examples. So you're saying by you're talking in terms of worldly conventions, and one cannot reach the absolute truth by such conventions. That's what Jada Bharat has said. So therefore he's saying these words are very bewildering. Right? Please clearly explain what you mean to say. So Yadaha Yogeshwara Drishyamanam Kriyaphalam Sadvahvara Moolam. Kriyaphalam means the result of action. It's like a fatigue comes from carrying a palanquin. Sadvahvara Moolam. It is simply based on some convention. Nahi Anjasa Tatvimarshanaya. By such conventions, by such behavior, one cannot understand the highest truth. That was the proposition of Jada Bharat. Bhavan Amushnim Brahmate Manome. My mind is bewildered by hearing all this. How do I understand? Right? How many of you feel the same as but Jada Bharat is speaking, it's right, twirling the mind. Right? So Prabhupada writes, formal inquiries and answer about the bodily conception do not constitute knowledge of the absolute truth. Knowledge of the absolute truth is quite different from the formal understanding of the bodily pains and pleasures. Formal here can also be a word we use with conventional, right? The way we talk in journal, our journal understanding of the body pains and pleasure. It cannot, it's different from the understanding of the spirit soul. Right? In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna informed Arjuna that the pains and pleasure experienced in relation to the body are temporary, they come and go. One should not be disturbed by them, but should tolerate them and continue with spiritual realization. Okay, so now the whole conversation is actually, you know, the how between he wants to say, you know, in this the worldly perspective, you know, how from the worldly perspective we can understand that the soul has no fatigue, right? That you are thinking of the master, you know, you are thinking you are the master, I am the servant, but tomorrow things will change. Who is the master? Who is the servant? So he is saying that, but I have to act as a king, I have to do my dharma, you know, I have to perform my duties, etc. So therefore he is saying, King Rahugana, how from the worldly perspective you understand your teachings. But King Rahugana says that this you are talking of worldly perspective, you know, how is it false? But he says the whole world is false. So he's removing that foundation only, you know. What is your foundation? You know, all the worldly duties, worldly perspective, etc., etc., whatever it talks. But he says the foundation of all that, this the whole material world is built on a false foundation. All the manifestations in the term that they are all temporarily manifested. Right? So when we say the false, it is means the temporary manifestation. Right? So therefore he is talking from a different platform. King Rahugana is talking from, he's talking from a worldly perspective, but he just doesn't give any importance to the world itself. You understand the whole point? So therefore he's talking from different level only, and King Rahugana wants to understand from a different level only. Right? So like so many people may be concerned about, you know, the relation within this world, the formalities, etiquette, this, that. The person says the whole world itself is, you know, is false, you know, good for nothing. Just manifest it temporarily. Forget the whole world. Then where is the question of all the worldly duties, worldly perspective? Right? So therefore, Jada Bharat is acting on another platform itself. Right? Where is least concerned about anything in this world. Knowing that everything is insubstantial. And the only true thing is one's the soul relation with the Supreme Lord. Right? So therefore King Rahugana is confused what Jadubhara is talking about. So I just gave you the broader understanding why King Rahugana is confused. Yes. No, the earlier answers only. The earlier which we studied, Adhyatma Yoga, which you just spoke while carrying the palanquin. That. Guru text 5 and 6. Brahmana Uvacha. अयम् जनो नाम चलन पृथिव्याम् या पार्थिवा पार्थिवकस्य हेतु तस्यापि चांग्र्योर् अधिगुल्फ जंगा यानूरु मध्योर शिरोधवंश अंशेधि दार्वे शिबिका च यस्याम् सौवीर राजेति अपदेश आस्ते यस्मिन् भवाम् रूढ निजाभिमानो राजास्मि सिंधुष्व इति दुर्मदान्दा.
Self-realized Brahmana Jadabharat said, among the various material combinations and permutations, there are various forms and earthly transformations. For some reason, these move on the surface of the earth and are called palanquin carriers. Those material transformations which do not move are gross material objects like stones. In any case, the material body is made of earth and the stone in the form of feet, ankles, knees, thighs, torso, throat and head. Upon the shoulders is the wooden palanquin, and within the palanquin is a so-called king of Sovira. The body of the king is simply another transformation of earth, but within that body your lordship is situated and falsely thinking that you are the king of the state of Sovira.
Okay, so so what is saying here, basically saying that all our conventional existence, our conventional understanding has nothing to do with the spirit soul. Right? So that's the main thing. Okay, so he now therefore here in Jadabharata is saying, my feet are moving on the earth, right? My wife is carrying the palanquin. This person, the carrier of palanquin, is the transformation of earth, right? There is earth which is not moving, inert, and there is my feet which are moving, there is also transformation of the earth. Above the feet, there is another transformation of earth, right? Which is ankle, calves, knees, thighs, waist. So he goes all the way up to shoulders. And on the shoulders is another transformation of wood, right? The palanquin. And within the palanquin sitting another transformation of earth, who is considering himself the king of Sovira. So in this way, he explains, right, that you think you are the king, but that is not factual. From all the elements starting with earth and ending with the palanquin, to which of these does the fatigue from carrying it belong? O Okay, so basically he is trying to bring him to the spiritual platform, that the spirit soul has nothing to do with any of these upadhis of the world. Any of the upadhis of the world. That is one thing. So now he says, I told you there are so many different, you know, the earth itself, then the feet, then all the bodily parts, then the shoulders and all that. So it's kind of Jada Bharat asks him, which part of the body is fatigued? Right? So the king replies, I see the earth is not fatigued, palanquin is not fatigued, but the feet must be fatigued. Right? The feet must be fatigued. So, but he's saying that fatigue arises for the... But the point is, he said, you are saying the feet are fatigued, but it is the possessor of the feet one who must be fatigued. Right? So first of all, like he may ask, you're understanding the point. So he's saying everything is a transformation of earth. Tell me which part of the transformation of earth is fatigued. The king may say the feet, you know, while carrying the palanquin may be fatigued. So therefore he may say, okay, the feet, but what about the possessor of the feet? Right? It is he has to feel the fatigue. So he says, yes, of course, you know, the possessor will feel the fatigue. Right? But then Bharat Maharaj says, the possessor may not feel the fatigue. Only if he identifies with the body, then he will feel the fatigue. Right? So therefore, the whole point, Jada Bharat explains it, it is the cause of identification with the body that leads this, you know, when he's saying, in any way the body will be fatigued, you know. Even if you consider I am not the body and all that, the body, one person will feel fatigued. But he's saying, it is only when I identify as the body, I feel fatigued. Right? It is my identification of the body which leads to the fatigue. He said, then Vishnu Thakur gives the example, simple example. He says, if a person is carrying the load of a wealth, he may not feel fatigued. You know, that he is understanding. So when a person identifies with the body and he says, you know, but I have to carry such a heavy load, etc., then he feels fatigued. A mother may carry a child and feel may refreshed, even the child is heavy. Mother may not feel fatigued while carrying the child. Right? So it is the bodily identity that makes a person feel fatigued or not. It is not simply the act. Right? So therefore King was saying it is an act of carrying the palanquin will make a person fatigued. He said, if I don't identify with the body, then there is no fatigue. Right? It looks difficult to understand. But there is a... But consider another example of Sanatana Goswami. When Sanatana Goswami came via sea route, Lord Sanatana Goswami said, how could he walk? The sand was burning hot. What did Sanatana Goswami replied? Sanatan kahe dukh bahut na pailu. He said, no, not much. Right? Pai vrana haiya chhe tahe na janilu. He said, my feet have blistered. Later he saw. Lord said, your feet have blistered. He said, oh, I didn't realize it that my feet have blistered. He didn't realize at all. Right? So therefore, because he was not identifying himself, you know, because he was so much thinking of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the anticipation of meeting, on a spiritual platform he didn't even identify with the body. Right? So it's a little difficult concept to understand. Just 1 minute, I'll further explain few things. So therefore the point Jada Bharat is making is that those who do not identify with the body, they will not be affected by this fatigue and all that. Although for a person within the bodily concept of life, it is very difficult to conceive. It is very difficult to conceive. Right? Just like Sanatana Goswami was walking past, you know, the hot burning sand, he didn't realize much. Right? He didn't realize what, because at that particular point of time, he was above the bodily concept of the life. So one may ask, is it that all liberated souls will have, those who have given up identity with the body, that they will not feel fatigued by the body? And if someone is feeling fatigued by the body, that means he's not a liberated soul. Right? So that question may be asked. So then Vishwanath Thakur will give another beautiful example. He says, a person who is not on the bodily concept of the life, who doesn't identify, may still be affected with the body a little bit for some point of time. Just like a person who has come out of the dream, right? He no longer identifies with the dream. He may still, a little bit shiver because of the, bad dream or bad experience for some time. Because now he has given up the identity, but because of that connection with the dream which has been there, he may still be manifest some symptoms of fear or a shivering of the body for some time only. Although he has given up the identity. Therefore, one should not consider that those who do not identify the body, they may for some time be affected by the bodily pains and pleasure, but they don't identify. Yeah. So many examples can be given, but the whole point is that it is the identification with the body that leads to the tiredness, fatigue mentioned over herein, and not simply the act of carrying palanquin. Right? It is the bodily identification and not the bodily activities or not the, other worldly situations, but it's not the worldly situation which affects us, but our identification with this world. Right? That identification which exists. So that's the point he wants to make. Yes.
Puji, like your statement, like of course statement from verse, that bodily identification makes one fatigue. In the examples given by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the person is identifying with the wealth, still is not feeling fatigued. Even the mother is identifying with the son, still she is not feeling
fatigued.
No, that's
a different identification. But he says he may not feel that time, he may give up the bodily identification for different identification. He may not, although he has a bodily identification, he has a higher identification. This is my son, So based upon that, he may transcend bodily identification by another higher bodily identification. You understanding? So therefore, that example is shown that just the act of walking will not bring the fatigue. That example of carrying the child or wealth. Now, just act of walking will not bring the fatigue. Act of identifying with the body. Now, by act of identifying with the son or wealth, they are able to give up identification with the body, kind of, for the time being. Right? So therefore, why not then the devotees, when they identify themselves with the Lord, they can give up the bodily identification. If in this material world also we see that, comparatively higher identification, they can give up the lower identification. So by identifying ourselves as part and parcel of Krishna, we can transcend all lower identification. That's the point made. Yeah. So again, what the whole point he's saying is, he's bringing him to completely spiritual platform, right? Again, see, the way we act in this world, we can't immediately act on the liberated platform, first of all. Right? It's not that, even if we just understand a platform of, liberated soul, we cannot act on that immediately. Right? But Jada Bharat is on a liberated platform. So he's talking about a different platform altogether. Otherwise, who can just remain totally composed? He's they are going to slaughter him with the sharp sword, imagine. Right? But he has no identification with the body. He's totally composed, right? So he's on a different platform. We can't act on that platform immediately. But he's trying to explain to him that a person on a liberated platform, actually, who is not identifying the body is free from the, you know, the pains and the pleasure of the body, which is very difficult to understand for those who are indulged in the bodily concept. Yeah, he didn't feel any pain and all that. Although the body had the blisters, but he transcended that for that point of time. But again, we are saying that it's not that even those who may give up the bodily identification may still experience for some time. So therefore, one should not judge. There may be other devotees who may experience the pain and pleasure, but they may have given up the bodily identification, but they are just feeling it for superficially for some point of time because of the previous connection with the body. That inertia may continue. Sometimes we give the example, the fan has been switched off, but it still goes for some time. Right? So they may have disconnected themselves with the current of the material world or the material identification, but still the fan may move for some time. So that examples show that sometimes those who are given up the identity also may be affected for some short duration of time, for short while, etc. But they give up the identity and they actually do not suffer. So thus happiness and distress are experienced only by one's particular identity, like Vishnu Thakur says. And you, blind with false identity, thinking I am king, actually sees nothing. This is your happiness. Those who have no false identity do not have this happiness and distress. Text 7. Shochyani mamstam adikashta dinan vishtya nigrannan niranugrahosi janasya guptasmi vikatthamano nashobase vriddha shabhashudhrishta.
It is a fact, however, that these innocent people carrying your palanquin without payment are certainly suffering due to this injustice. Their condition is very lamentable because you have forcibly engaged them in carrying your palanquin. This proves that you are cruel and unkind. Yet, due to false prestige, you were thinking that you were protecting the citizens. This is ludicrous. You were such a fool that you could not have been adored as a great man in an assembly of persons advanced in knowledge.
Okay, so like very, you know, very, he's speaking in very sharp cutting words, right? Jad Bharat, right? Calling him fool and, right? Yeah, you know, because only these sharp words can cut down misconceptions. Of course, then he's speaking him because he's ready also to hear all this instruction. Right? He has submitted himself as a disciple. So basically now, Janabhar is saying, you are talking of, you know, but I must act and do my dharma as a king. Right? So first now, from the platform dharma only, he says, you engage people forcibly to carry your palanquin, mercilessly, right? And Prabhupada says, without giving any payment, right? Is that the dharma you're talking of, right? So from the viewpoint of worldly dharma also, Jad Bharat first of all says, you know, you talk of dharma, but you are not acting as per dharma. You are acting by dharma only, right? And then what to speak of then? You identifying oneself with the king and all that, right? That from another liberated platform, even those material designations are false, that I am the king and all, so and so forth, right? So one may act as a king. First of all, he said you were acting on the adharma, you are not acting on dharma. But even though you act as a king, you know, guided by the scripture dharma, don't identify yourself as the king. That's the whole point. Right? So therefore, identifying yourself as a king, that is all illusory. Right? So therefore, so from both platforms he criticizes him. You know, from the worldly platform also, you're not acting as a dharma, you're engaging people forcibly, and you're saying you are the king. So Prabhupada also beautifully writes, King Rahugana was proud of being a king and he felt that he had the right to control the citizen as he liked, but actually he was engaging men in carrying his palanquin without payment, and therefore he was causing them trouble without reason, right? He was acting as per a dharma. And then toward the end of the first paragraph, learned circles do not appreciate the king utilizing the public endeavor for his own benefit. Right? So Prabhupada says that if one is a public leader, king, he should not use them for his own benefit. His duty is to give the protection to citizen instead. Therefore he says, from the platform of dharma also you were not acting properly, and then what to speak of from the liberated platform where one should not identify oneself as a king. So then Prabhupada says, then Prabhupada talks of how the various kings become plunderers in Kali Yuga. Dasyu Prayashu Rajashu, 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam describes, like Chaga Prayashu Dhenushu, the cows will be like the goats, only very small in stature. The kings will be Dasyu Prayashu Rajashu, plunderers. The king will almost be plunderers. So there are many things described like that. That is one of them. And Prabhupada also quotes another verse to describe that how the kings and all that will become plunderers. Right? Irresponsible king. So Prabhupada further continues on the theme of adharmic king in the second paragraph. Then third paragraph, Prabhupada says, the Lord, when the kings become so irreligious, unrighteous, the dharma, adharma is increasing, then Krishna incarnates. Right? But Prabhupada says that happens once a while, but the mischievous governments, the material nature punishes before even Krishna has to incarnate, right? In the form of war, famine, etc. Right? That is described in the third paragraph. Guru text it. Yadashita veva characharasya vidamanishtham prabhavam chanityam tannamato nyadvahvar moolam nirupyatam sat kriyayanumeyam.
All of us on the surface of the globe are living entities in different forms. Some of us are moving and some not moving. All of us come into existence, remain for some time, and are annihilated when the body is again mingled with the earth. We are all simply different transformations of the earth. Different bodies and capacities are simply transformations of the earth that exist in name only. For everything grows out of the earth, and when everything is annihilated, it again mingles with the earth. In other words, we are but dust, and we shall but be dust. Everyone can consider this point.
Okay, so so Jad Bharat is establishing the falsity of the material world in this section. Right, so so Prabhupada says, commenting upon that, everything, you know, comes from the earth and is a transformation of the earth, and then everything annihilates, it mixed with the earth. Prabhupada says, fourth line, therefore in Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Idam hi Vishvam Bhagavan Ivetara. The entire cosmic manifestation is but a transformation of energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because of illusion, no one can appreciate that God is non-different from the material world. Actually, he is not different, but this material world is simply a transformation of his energy. Parasya Shaktir Vividhe Vishruyate. Again, further towards, if you go ahead 8-10 lines, Prabhupada says, simply understanding the transformation of different energies is partial knowledge, we must come to the ultimate cause. Nate vidu swarth katim hi Vishnu. Go ahead, another 7-8 lines. Originally the cause or primeval ingredient is the Supreme Personality Godhead, and the varieties are only byproducts. In the Chand Yoga Upanishad it is stated, right, the verse is given, if one studies the earth, he naturally understands the byproducts of the earth. The Vedas therefore enjoin, yastmin vigyate sarvamevam vigyatam bhavati. If one simply understands the original cause, Krishna, the cause of all causes, then naturally everything else is understood, although it may be presented in different varieties. And toward the end of this purport, Prabhupada says, this is a summary of phenomenal and nominal philosophy. The phenomenal world depends on the nominal existence. Similarly, everything exists by the virtue of the potency of the Supreme Lord. Although due to our ignorance, the Supreme Lord is not perceived in everything. Right? So he summarizes this. Phenomenal means dependent existence, and nominal means independent existence. Right? So this whole world, the phenomenal world, exists upon this phenomenal means dependent existence. It is depending upon the nominal independent existence, which is the energy of the Supreme Lord. Right? Although we cannot perceive that. Right? So therefore, although here Jada Bharat is saying that everything comes from the dust and everything goes back to the dust and everything is a manifestation of the dust, but Prabhupada says that how this dust is the energy of the Supreme Lord. Right? So although we do not see the, you know, without, although we are not able to perceive the Supreme Lord, right? His energy, but actually everything is manifestation from that energy, right? So therefore, without seeing that independent existence, just seeing this phenomenal world, right, is this, without seeing the connection of the Supreme Lord, this phenomenal world is actually illusory. That's the point which is Jada Bharat is making. Right? Without its connection to the Supreme Lord, this material world is simply product of matter from dust. Right? It has come and it will go back into dust. Right? As Prabhupada says, in other words, we are but dust and we shall but be dust. So therefore, all the various phenomena of this world, various forms of this world, they have risen from dust and will go back to the dust. Right? So without its connection to the Supreme Lord, everything is insubstantial. Text 9. Evam niruktam shiti shabda vrittam asan nidhanat paramanam परमानवोये अविद्या मनसकल्पितास्ते येषां समूहेन कृतो विशेष.
One may say that varieties arise from the planet Earth itself. However, although the universe may temporarily appear to be the truth, it ultimately has no real existence. The earth was originally created by a combination of atomic particles, but these particles are impermanent. Actually, the atom is not the cause of the universe, although some philosophers think so. It is not the fact that the varieties found in this material world simply result from atomic juxtaposition or combination.
Atomic juxtaposition, right? Atomic arrangements and so on. Right? So when like in the previous verse he stated, you know, from the liberated platform everything is a manifestation of the five element, it goes back to five element, mainly earth, right? From dust it has arisen, from dust it will become. So the king may say, is then the dust or the earth is the real thing, right? Because everything comes from it, right? So you're saying the earth is a name only, but it is a combination of atomic particle. Then is the atomic particle real? Someone may say. Said no, even these particles are also, as Prabhupada says over here, even the atomic particle is not the cause of the universe, as some philosopher thinks. Right? So this world is not manifested simply by the permutation combination of the atoms. Even that is not true. Right? So then what is the truth? According to real intelligence, Prabhupada says in the sixth line, the real cause of the cosmic manifestation is the Supreme Lord. Guru text then. Evam krisham sthulamanur brihadyad asaccha sajjivam ajivam anyat dravyasabhavashaya kala karma namna jaya behi kritam dutiyam.
Since this universe has no real ultimate existence, the things within it, shortness, differences, crossness, skinniness, smallness, bigness, result, cause, living symptoms and materials are all imagined. They are all pots made of the same substance, earth, but they are named differently. The differences are characterized by the substance, nature, predisposition, time and activity. You should know that all these are simply mechanical manifestations created by material nature.
Right, so without spirit soul, without seeing the hand of the Lord, right? Now seeing from the viewpoint of material enjoyers, right, because the king is on the material platform, this ultimately this universe has no real existence, right? It's just simply a transformation of the material elements, right? So therefore saying, therefore, you know, the shortness, grossness, skinniness, right, bigness, etc., all these things, there is no, from the platform of the liberated soul, who is above all material consideration, these things have no value. As Prabhupada said, the temporary manifestation and varieties within the material world are simply creations of the material nature under various circumstances. The actions and reactions carried out by the material nature are sometimes accepted as our scientific invention. Therefore, we want to take credit for them and defy the existence of the God. And then Prabhupada further describes Ahankar, Vimudatma, etc. And then in this purport, Prabhupada quotes from Madhvacharya, there are a number of verses which shows that how the Lord Vishnu is the original cause. Out of people, out of ignorance, people think matter is the cause of everything. Guru text 11. Jnanam Vishuddham Paramarthamekam Anantaram Tu Ahbir Brahma Satyam Pratyak Prashantam Bhagavas Shabda Samgyam Yadvasudevam Kavayo Vadanti.
What then is the ultimate truth? The answer is that non-dual knowledge is the ultimate truth. It is devoid of the contamination of material qualities. It gives us liberation. It is the one without a second, all-pervading and beyond imagination. The first realization of that knowledge is Brahman. Then Paramatma, the super soul, is realized by the yogis who try to see him without grievance. This is the second stage of realization. Finally, full realization of the same supreme knowledge is realized in the Supreme Person. All learned scholars describe the Supreme Person as Vasudev, the cause of Brahman, Paramatma and others.
Okay, so now this is the link. What then is the ultimate truth? Now he's saying all the various manifestations, whatever we perceive, are false. Then what is the truth? Right? So therefore he's saying Jnanam Vishuddham Paramartham Ekam. What is the truth? So he's saying the wise says the truth is Vishuddham. The truth is, first of all, beyond the gunas. Then it is supreme, from which arises liberation, paramartham. This truth contains everything. Paramartham means contains everything, including liberation, paramartham. Then the truth is ekam, it is one without a second. It is anantaram, it is devoid of inside and outside. Anantaram to abhir. And then that truth, he is saying, that truth is Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Right? Brahma Satyam. That Brahma refers to Brahman. And Pratyak Prashantam. Pratyak Prashantam refers to the Paramatma. Prashantam means that in which the jiva is. Anyway, so this word pratyak prashantam refers to the paramatma, and bhagavash shabda samgyam and bhagwan. Okay, so basically, so he described that truth is beyond the gunas, it includes everything including liberation, it is one without a second, right? And it is Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan, right? So the first canto verse that must be quoted, Vadantita Tattva Vidas. So the truth is therefore realized in the three phases. So this verse is similar to that also. And Vishnu Thakur has given some verses from Bhagavad Gita, which establishes Krishna as Brahman. What is that? Brahmano hi pratishtaham, 14.27. Right? That is established Krishna as Brahman. Then Vishtya bhya aham idam krishnam eke namshe nasito jagat, 10.42, establishes him as a paramatma. Right? There are many other verses also where Krishna talks of his feature of Brahman and then paramatma. Right? And also, you know, Bhagavan, the 11th canto verse, Vasudev Bhagavatam, among the forms of Bhagavan, I am Vasudev. So in this way, Krishna is Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan, and among the Bhagavan, right, Bhagavan means possessing all personal form of the Lord, Krishna is also known as Vasudev. So Prabhupada, in the purport, gives this particular verse 1.3 of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yad Advaitam Brahma Upanishadi Tad Apasyat Anubha. What people call this Advaita, non-dual Brahman, is his bodily effulgence. Ya Atma Antaryami Purusha Iti Sosya Amsha Vibhava. If you see the fourth line, what is known as Atma Antaryami, the super soul, is also the expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shadashwarya Purnayahya Bhagavan Saswayamayam. That Supreme Lord, full of six opulences, that Bhagavan is actually Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is a verse 1.3 of CC, which Prabhupada quotes. Right? That the Supreme Absolute Truth is Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. And he quotes the verse also, Dandita Tattva Vidas. Varu text 12. Rahu gane tat tapasana yati nache jaya nirvapanat grahadva na chandasa neva jalagni suryo vina mahatpada rajo bishekam.
My dear King Rahugana, unless one has the opportunity to smear his entire body with the dust of the lotus feet of great devotees, one cannot realize the absolute truth. One cannot realize the absolute truth simply by observing celibacy, brahmacharya, strictly following the rules and regulations of householder life, living home as a vanaprastha, accepting sannyas, or undergoing severe penances in water by keeping oneself submerged in water or surrounding oneself in summer by fire and the scorching heat of the sun. There are many other processes to understand the absolute truth, but the absolute truth is only revealed to one who has attained the mercy of a great devotee.
Okay, so he explained that the whole phenomenal world, which is separated from the Lord, is all false. The truth is Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. How can this truth be realized? Rahu Ganayata Tapasa. This truth cannot be realized by tapasa, by ijaya, by nirvapanad, right? From doing various duties, accepting sannyas, grihat, or by having a householder, ideal householder life. Na chandasa, by observing celibacy or studying Vedic literatures. Jalagni Surya, by severe austerities, etc. This truth can be realized only by mercy of the great devotees. So this is a very important verse. Right, which glorifies the mercy of the pure devotees. Right, so Prabhupada said all this, remember Prabhupada said that all these things may be useful for spiritual realization, but anyone remembers? The real effect is brought by, right? All these activities may be useful for spiritual realization, but the real effect is brought by the mercy of the pure devotees. Like that. So therefore he is pointing out the most important thing over here. As Prabhupada says, a materialistic person sometimes thinks that simply by executing pious activities and remaining at home, one can realize the absolute truth. That is denied in this verse. Nor can one understand the absolute truth simply by observing the rules and regulations of brahmacharya. One has to serve the pure devotees. That will help one understand the absolute truth without fail. Okay, so this is very important, verse 12 and then 13 also, in the same line. Yatottaram shloka guna anuvada prasutete gramya katha vighata Shevyamano nudinam mumukshur Matim satim yachati vasudeve.
Who are the pure devotees mentioned here? In an assembly of pure devotees, there is no question of discussing material subjects like politics and sociology. In an assembly of pure devotees, there is discussion only of the qualities, forms and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is praised and worshipped with full attention. In the association of pure devotees, by constantly hearing such topics respectfully, even a person who wants to merge into the existence of the absolute truth abandons this idea and gradually becomes attached to the service of Vasudeva.
Okay, so all the various manifestations are false. The only truth is Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan. How can the truth be realized? Only by the mercy of pure devotees. Who are the pure devotees? Right? Their assembly will always have discussion of Krishna Katha. Pasutaye Gramya Katha Vighata. This discussions, Gunanuvada, is Gramya Katha Vighata. It is the destroyer of all Gramya Katha. Right? So all the worldly talk disappear whenever there is a glorification of Supreme Lord. Niveshyamanu Anudinam Mukshur. Niveshyamanu Anudinam. They are constantly engaged day after day in serving Krishna, and in their association, mumukshor matim satim yachati vasudeve. Even the intelligence of those desiring liberation, right, gradually is attracted towards the Supreme Lord. Right? It changes their intelligence also, it influences their intelligence also. Right? So therefore, some of the symptoms or the effects of the association of pure devotees are described in this important verse. Right? As Prabhupada says, the symptoms of pure devotees are described in this verse. Right? So, Prabhupada quotes this verse of Mahaprabhu's instruction, Gramya Katha Na Kahibe. Right? Gramya Vartha Na Kahibe is mentioned over here. Actually, it is Gramya Katha Na Shuni be gramme varta na kahi be. No, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Raghunath Das Goswami. Gramme katha na shuni be, gramme varta na kahi be. Bhala na khai be, ar bhala na pari be. Antilila. Yes. The next verse. Yeah. Amani manadahaya Krishna nama sada labe. Braje radha Krishna seva. Manase kari be. So in this way, this is very important feature in the life of a devotee. A devotee has no other ambition than to serve Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And again, Prabhupada says, a devotee is concerned only with serving Krishna positively and seriously. So important line. A devotee is concerned only with serving Krishna positively and seriously. Right? Positively means always. Like some devotees feel that this material world, nothing is going to change much, you know. Like you take any new initiative, they are not hopeful of anything. Not hopeful as things are going to go like that only. And no matter how hard one try, log nahi sudharenge, situation nahi sudharegi, hum nahi sudharenge, kuch nahi sudharega. Right? Prasad nahi sudharega. Right, like that. So like some people are having full conviction that nothing will improve in this world, right? But actually one should be eternal optimist that by the mercy of Krishna, you know, everything is gradually, you know, by the Lord's mercy things will improve for good, right? People will give up their bad habits and they will also change, right? Everything like that. So therefore, with a positivity means having faith in Krishna's mercy, that Krishna is ultimately in charge. Prabhupada says so many times, Krishna has advented in Krishna, the form of Krishna consciousness movement, right? So many times. So therefore, whatever difficulties may be there, one should be positive that yes, you know, by depending upon Krishna, by praying to Him, gradually, you know, things will surely progress, improve, etc. Like that. So therefore, devotee is concerned only with serving Krishna positively and seriously. 14. Aham pura bharato nama raja vimukta drishta shuta sangha bandha Aradhanam Bhagavati Hamano Mrigo Bhavam Mrigasangad Dhatatara Artha Dhatartha.
In a previous birth, I was known as Maharaj Bharat. I attained perfection by becoming completely detached from material activities through direct experience, and through indirect experience, I received understanding from the Vedas. I was fully engaged in the service of the Lord, but due to my misfortune, I became very affectionate to a small deer, so much so that I neglected my spiritual duties. Due to my deep affection for the deer, in my next life, I had to accept the body of a deer.
Okay. So King Rahugan, when he hears all these teachings from Jad Bharat, he says, who are you? You are so merciful, you have given me this knowledge to an offender like me. Right? So therefore, when he asks, who are you? Please reveal your identity. Therefore, he says, Aham Pura Bharato Nama Raja. Right? You are just a king of this small province. I was the ruler of the entire planet. Right? Like that. But somehow, because of my being inattentive, that I had this misfortune of having the body of a deer. Right? So he reveals. He reveals his previous identity. So again, Prabhupada here says, In the previous verse it is stated, Vina Mahatpadra Jobhishekam, one can attain perfection without smearing the dust from the lotus feet of an exalted devotee on his head. If one always follows the order of spiritual master, there is no question of falling down. As soon as a foolish disciple tries to overtake his spiritual master and become ambitious to occupy his post, he immediately falls down. So Prabhupada says, despite a very rigid life in devotional service, Bharat Maharaj did not consult a spiritual master when he became overly attached to a deer. Consequently, he became strongly attached to a deer and forgetting his spiritual routine, he fell down. Text 15. Prabhupada says he did not consult a spiritual master. Basically, consult here, like devotees often talk of that you know, living with the others devotees, especially advanced devotees, right? As we said, spiritual masters are in plural, so living with the advanced devotees who can oversee, sometimes give a feedback, right, and so on. Or even a person is sometime for a considerable time living alone, but he should be in constant guidance, right, and he should constantly consult a person, senior person, regarding his progress, his activities, right? A person who is not doing so, he may actually risk falling down. Samam smritir brigdehe pivira Krishnarchana prabhavad no jahati Atho aham jan sangad sango Vishankamano vivritas charami.
My dear heroic king, due to my past sincere service to the Lord, I could remember everything of my past life, even while in the body of a deer. Because I am aware of the fall down in my past life, I always keep myself separate from the association of ordinary men. Being afraid of their bad materialistic association, I wander alone, unnoticed by others.
Okay, so his previous service protected him. Svalpam asya dharmasya. Like you can, even before reading Prabhupada, you should try to, right? He says, my previous service protected me. It came to and I could remember. Yes, and Prabhupada begins with that only. Svalpam asya dharmasya trayati mahato bhayat. Thus his service to the Lord never went in vain, Prabhupada says at the end of the purport. Okay, the last verse. Tasma naro sangha susangha jata Gyana sineheva vinikamoha Harim tadaiha katana shrutabhyam Labdha smritir yatyati paramadvana.
Simply by associating with exalted devotees, anyone can attain perfection of knowledge, and with the sword of knowledge can cut to pieces the illusory associations within this material world. Through the association of devotees, one can engage in the service of the Lord by hearing and chanting Shravanam Kirtanam. Thus, one can revive his dormant Krishna consciousness, and sticking to the cultivation of Krishna consciousness, return home back to Godhead even in this life.
Okay, so this word used, tasma naro, asanga and susanga, right? One needs to detach himself from worldly association and attach himself to the association of devotees. And in this way one can cut down the bondage of the material existence and attain perfection. So, I'll just read the purport. To become liberated from material bondage, one must give up the association of worldly people and accept the association of devotees. Positive and negative processes are mentioned in this regard. Through the association of devotees, one develops Krishna consciousness, which is dormant within. This Krishna consciousness movement is giving this chance to everyone. We are giving shelter to everyone who is serious about progressing in Krishna consciousness. We arrange for their lodging and board so that they can peacefully cultivate Krishna consciousness and return home back to Godhead even in this life. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Garindra Srimad Bhagatam ki jai, Srila Jad Bharat ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande.